This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Full season soybean planting is not far away, and now is a good time to be thinking about getting fertility set right for soybeans. We might be down a bit in soybean acres from last year because nitrogen prices have fell some, but with the drought that took both the corn and the soybean crops, it's hard to tell where farmers are at in their rotations. A fair amount of wheat was planted though, and it would be a safe bet that most of the wheat fields around here are going to be double crop soybeans in them as well. Soybeans require a lot of nutrients per bushel. A 40 bushel soybean yield would take the same amount of phosphorus as 100 bushels of corn, and the same amount of potassium as 200 bushels of corn. Soybeans have a high quantity of nitrogen and sulfur as well. It's a good thing that soybeans fix nitrogen with their symbiotic rhizobium. It would take around 5 pounds of nitrogen to produce a bushel of soybeans, so a 40 bushel soybean crop would take 200 pounds of nitrogen. However, adding nitrogen to soybean crops has shown to have very little yield response. It often comes down to either they weren't properly inoculated at planting, or some disease or soil issue has stressed the plant to the point that it's no longer supporting its rhizobium nodules. Soybeans are not as responsive to phosphorus as corn, but this is largely because they are grown in warmer soils. Still, soybeans need optimum levels of phosphorus. Generally, soils with 20 to 30 parts per million background phosphorus is ideal. Starter P fertilizers are less effective, except in low background nutrient situations. Potassium, however, is very important for soybeans. They use a lot of potassium, and often, this is the most common nutrient deficiency that I've seen in soybeans. An ideal background for potassium is above 130 parts per million. Fields on the low side, generally less than 100th part per million, should consider banded fertilizer or a heavy pre-plant incorporation application. Keeping in mind that potassium fertilizer is salt, and soybean seeds are very sensitive to salt. Potassium deficiency is made worse in dry years with a lack of water transport. Despite soybeans' need for phosphorus and potassium, an ideal situation would be for background fertility to be high enough to not need any fertilizer. All phosphorus fertilizer contains nitrogen that soybeans don't need, and potassium fertilizer contains chloride that the soybeans won't respond to. Also, phosphorus and potassium fertilizers are ideally soil incorporated, which can't be done when no-tilling soybeans into standing wheat stubble. It just makes sense to increase P and K fertilizer before the wheat or corn, with the intent to carry the soybeans next. Soybeans are also fairly sensitive to pH, and phosphorus and potassium availability is going to depend on a balanced pH. Due to acidic subsoils, the ideal pH in this area is between 6.4 and 7, with lime recommendations starting at pHs below 6.2. Sulfur in soybeans is less straightforward, even though soybeans need a lot of sulfur. In sandy soils, or fields without a history of sulfur applications, sulfur can become deficient. But in our clay soils, generally there's enough organic matter turnover and sulfur in the subsoil that soybeans don't respond well to sulfur applications. When it comes to sulfur, it is best to plan for an application before the corn or the wheat that will still be around for the soybeans. Please give me a call if there are any questions about soybean fertility or need some fertilizer recommendations. 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.